You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And welcome to What's Cooking in the 3-2-1. We are live. We are uneducated.
We're uneducated.
And I'll make up words all day. I have my favorite guest in the studio today, and that would be the big bro, Keith. Hi, Keith.
Hi.
Welcome.
What was your name again?
I know. Welcome back to sunny Florida. Let me just ask you, because everybody's like, oh, it's so hot. I don't know how you can stand there. It's so hot. Tell me Michigan isn't like where you sweat more, though, because I don't see you break a sweat here.
It's different. You have more shade there, perhaps. But here you get that steamy little rain that comes in late afternoon.
We like
just
that rain.
Just to turn it up a notch.
Yeah,
but
cool,
I love it
down
here.
You know, yeah, I can't. But so you know that here, you know, when the first thing when I get off a plane in Michigan, I'm heading to Stage Deli. My favorite deli.
Go buy a winter coat, one of the two.
So I'm going to Stage Deli or Steve's Deli if I'm having breakfast. And here in Brevard, we have no delis. And this is why I'm just jumping into this whole deli thing right away. I know I was actually going to wait till later on because we've got a big show. We got a lot to talk about. But I love corned beef and pastrami. Okay, and I'm plain Jane. Give me some good marble rye, no cheese, just a little bit of regular mustard, and stack it high, and it don't give me lunch meat. Don't cut from Boar's Head. Don't cut from National Deli. I'm talking, you got to cook that corned beef. You and I grew up with Ben and George's.
Mm-hmm.
We were raised on Ben and George's. We got our bagels there. We got our corned beef, our pastrami. We got everything at Ben and George's. Okay, so here, if you know, we love the 3-2-1 where to eat in Brevard, and we follow that, and Lynn Dowling, and them, you know, they've been wonderful. But everybody says, why do we not have a deli here in Florida? Okay. Now, you know, your little sister has come down here a couple times, did it right, you know, got the huge, you know, naval pastramis and cooked them, no lunch meat, piled them high. That sandwich cost me about $10 to make, and we could not do it. We've tried twice in two different locations, could not do it. So today, to answer all the questions to those Brevardians, and I mean, they had to stop taking comments because too many people were saying, yes, we need a deli. Yes, we need a deli. Danny, hi. We've got the station manager here. You like deli? Do you eat the corned beef pastrami? So you know, do you know the difference between lunch meat and deli? Because most people here in Florida do not. I'm here to tell you, they do not. They think that Jason's Deli is a deli.
It says deli.
It says, it might say deli, but I'm telling you, that's a salad bar. They should take the word deli right off of there and put salad bar with lunch meat. Step right up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe the reason a deli doesn't work is because people don't even know what deli is. So you know what we've done here today? We've brought the queen of deli in from Detroit, okay?
Woo!
Sandy Maniac. And let me tell you, somebody in restaurants, we should all have the last name Maniac because we're maniacs. We're maniacs.
Absolutely.
In Crocs and ugly shoes, okay? Sandy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And what do you think? Now, we've taken you around the town, showed you different locations, showed you different things. You obviously have not seen one deli.
I have not.
No, because there is none.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you live, unscripted, there is no delis here. And if you think you're a deli out there, I'm going to put the name on it because, you know, I tick people off all the time in the air. Somebody said, best deli sandwich, Metro Diner. Metro Diner goes, It wasn't even close. It was not even an iota close. Ours is better than that. Same bread. They told me they make the bread. Came from the same bakery. Okay? Of course, it's a good one. It's a good one. But, yeah, ours is much better. We just have no delis here. So what do you think it is? What, first of all, tell our audience your experience, when you started, who you are, where are you from? Let's start there.
Detroit, Michigan, literally.
You're born and raised Detroit, Michigan.
And okay. I live just due west of it in Livonia now.
Okay, I'm a Livonia. I was born in Livonia.
So
I was actually born in Livonia, St. Mary's.
Nice.
Good Catholic hospital. Yeah. All right, so you have a deli for how many years?
It's 11 years with me, but it's been there since 82.
So, okay, that's
third
a long time. Third, okay, wow. Still going strong today.
Mm-hmm. It's going strong.
So what's the most thing you sell? Is it corned beef sandwiches?
Corned beef is definitely known. We are known for that.
We have corned beef.
At this point, people aren't having to travel elsewhere to find corned beef specifically and my pastrami.
Okay, and there's a lot of delis around you.
We have tons of delis.
So why do we not have one in Michigan in general?
I don't understand. Especially warm weather. I feel like sandwiches, growing up, that's all we ever took to the beach was salads, pasta salads, macaroni
salads.
Did we have beaches in Michigan?
I haven't gone a long time. Did we have beaches? I remember Kensington Park.
Belle Isle Beach.
We had Kensington Park.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's a hot dog hamburger world if
you
have the grills.
Yeah, but you got to cook hot dogs and hamburgers.
So why do you think, and I'm here to tell you, because I believe that I've done it right. I've been raised with, you know, Ben and George's was, I think, different from yours. Yours is not a kosher deli, correct?
Correct.
Okay, because there is a big difference. And for those of you out there, kosher is tough because you have to, there's so many laws. First of all, everything's blessed, okay? And it can't be blessed by me and my blessed brother, Keith. It has to be, you know, blessed correctly.
I can pinch hit a little bit.
I know.
Say a prayer.
I can say a prayer, right? You have to be careful what utensils, even touch utensils
right.
and all kinds of different stuff.
Kosher often has its own kitchen as well.
Exactly. So we have, people don't know this, but BJ's warehouse, like Costco or Sam's, they actually have a kosher kitchen there. Did you know that? They have a kosher bakery. Their bagels are done and blessed, and it's the only place in town you can really get a kosher bagel, which people don't know that. I found that very interesting. Mm-hmm. So there's my FYI for the day here at What's Cooking in the 321 with Kim and Keith today. A kosher baker can be found right here in our town. So we've got bagels, but we don't have any deli. Mm-hmm. No deli. So what's your take?
Well,
why
I was
do you
gonna
think
ask-
we don't have them?
I agree with you completely about the lunch meat versus real brisket, which makes a difference. And then also, I was curious, I have a larger menu than just corned beef. So
right.
I don't know if
and most delis
you don't
do.
Have as much, or if they're
no.
just focusing too much on that, maybe.
So most delis have, like a Chinese restaurant, 50 things. Some of them, like 2J's, which came in, went into the mall. They were pretty good. Did you ever eat there, Danny? Danny, I got to get you out. I got to get you out in the town a little more. 2J's in the mall was a little closer to a deli, and they had the, like, 1 through 50. They had, you know, all of your
sandwich
your
list,
Rachel's
yeah.
and your and this and your – when you came up, they had the case with chopped liver, and I know I make a good knish. Mm-hmm. We made knish at the Ocean Cafe for years. I started every day out making real knish and still know how to do that. They – definitely were a deli. It just was still national deli lunch meat.
So they had
everything right as far as the menu, you know, great potato salad, coleslaw, all of these things, chicken salads. But they did not have good lunch meat. It was lunch meat.
Right.
I mean, I don't even want lunch
right.
meat, but it was not good brisket. It was it truly on 2J's was national deli. I don't know who what one two Jason's Deli it could be Boar's Head for all I know, but it's still lunch meat. It's all lunch meat.
I come from the big guys, you know, that comes in a bag.
And then people say like Meg O'Malley's has corned beef. That's Irish. There again, that's very different, correct?
Correct.
Okay,
and
so what is the difference? Let's tell the listeners, what's the difference between Irish and deli corned beef?
Cooking it, but like it's even the same thing with sauerkraut that I have to explain to people and my cook. We're not making Christmas kraut. We're making kraut for a Reuben. We're almost more on the German side in that respect versus like a Polish Christmas kraut. It's a grilled up kraut. It's just It's not so definitive. It's just kind of
so there's caraway in it. It's caraway.
I don't put caraway.
You don't.
In mine. I keep a
that's
seed
a German.
Free.
Germans put caraway.
I keep a seed
in
free bread. We apply to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Menu wise, and I from scratch everything. And okay. It
does. And you told
to
me you have like a bazillion allergies.
As do my children, which is what led us to cooking this way.
So how do you get through that too? Being in the because especially are you gluten? No gluten. So because we can't have flour running, you know, flying around us and things like that.
I'm not celiac.
Not celiac.
Number
okay.
one. Thank goodness.
Okay. Big difference.
That would make a
huge
difference.
Huge difference.
Absolutely, but the airborne does affect me. Okay. I don't cook as much, but I've been there a long time. I have
okay.
excellent cooks.
I don't want to cook at all.
Yeah, right. I know.
I'm
get into
to
that
build,
phase.
I'm a budget. Keith actually is a very good cook. Did you know that? He cooks great breakfast. Yeah, he's a healthy cooker. No oils, just a lot. Yeah, you're a great cooker. You are.
I think it's just an art of sandwich.
Order some money.
My grandma was a great sandwich maker. And even, too, I can't believe you guys don't have it here because especially Michigan, summer is sandwiches and side salads.
And we're summer all year round.
Literally.
Yeah.
That's why what I was surprised by when it was mentioned. Like
my license plate
here.
Says never
so
understanding
peculiar,
summer.
Peculiar. That's the go-to for everyone
so
in hot weather for us.
After looking, are you, first of all, do you like Florida?
I do.
So
I
would you
Florida.
Think about opening a deli here?
I was never considering opening another place ever anywhere, but now, you know, we change our minds if we stay open-minded.
Because
I could certainly consider it.
It's a very scary thing here.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to put this out here because I do an orchestra night. I love the orchestra. Melbourne Community Orchestra and I, MCO, is at the Melbourne Auditorium. What I would like to do is get with Maestro Mark, who's in here with me usually once a month, and I would like you to fly back down here. I want to talk to him in October, okay? And I would like to do a delicatessen dinner concert. What do you think, Danny? You go to these things. You think we're onto something? And we can try it because we will see we're 2 days, and usually we have anywhere between 600 to 700 people a night. So we'll have 1,400 people come through the doors in 2 days and try and say, would you go to a deli? And the other thing is, and tell me if I'm wrong, they're going to have to pay $15 for a sandwich.
My sandwiches go from $10 to $20.
Yeah, because that's the thing.
Because of my corned beef.
But so in the day, I'm thinking back before COVID that maybe we couldn't have delis because we needed to get $15 a sandwich. Okay.
Before COVID, you didn't have to get that.
So I think you did. Because by the time I would cook a corned beef, it would shrink.
True.
And I'm at cost $9 at cost for a half pound sandwich, okay? Mm-hmm. So maybe we couldn't get it. But now all sandwiches are over $20.
Yep.
I don't care where you go. McDonald's, you're paying $9.
Look at Five Guys, $15, $16.
Hello. Pull up. Can we hear everybody?
Can you hear me?
Do
okay?
they need to get closer to their mics there? Yeah, you need that mic right in your. I got it.
Got it.
That's right. So, because I want everybody to hear you, you know. So I'm thinking now is the time to try it because everybody's paying that much for a sandwich anyway. So now we can get that $17, $18 a sandwich because they're used to paying that for Fruit Loops. And I would like to try a dinner show deli where everybody tries it and goes, oh, my gosh, this I've never had anything like this because I thought – deli was lunch meat.
What would you do? The finger size sandwich, or would you actually do
we would do half sandwiches, sandwiches.
Yep.
So we would do a dinner. Yep. You know, coleslaw. The real deli things like coleslaw, potato salad, pastrami, corned beef, a Reuben.
Chicken,
tuna salad.
You know, what's the best seller besides the corned beef? Brisket, like
my cheesesteak. My
cheesecake.
Roast beef's
okay,
incredible.
So there's
my
our dessert. We
chicken
just figured
salad.
Out the dessert.
No, cheesesteak.
Oh,
like
cheesesteak.
My roast beef,
so
all my sides.
We can't do cheesesteak in Melbourne. I got to tell you, there's a huge cheese. You can't even say cheesesteak on Facebook because someone will come after you.
Yeah.
They will come after you. You will have 100 people. Like,
it's
literally,
not
you'll
my
be crying
forte.
In the bathroom within a couple hours. They'll
I have a
up.
Good one on my menu, so people don't have to go somewhere else.
Okay.
If the guy wants
so,
one.
So, all right, we're going to come off the whole deli thing just for a second to tick people off in Melbourne to cheesesteaks, because it is the most controversial thing we've had talking about since before COVID, is a Philly cheesesteak. So what makes yours so great?
I have incredible roast beef.
Okay, so is it ribeye?
It's a prime Angus. It's and you prime could literally Angus. Turn it into, okay. I mean, I can slice it and make it okay. a prime rib.
So it's a prime, it's a prime Angus. So you slice it thin or thick?
Somewhat thin, not shaved.
Somewhat thin.
Enough to hold together. Okay. It comes off my
so
slicer
you cook
like
the whole
butter.
Rib.
I bring that one in because it's so incredible.
Okay.
Bring that one in. Mm-hmm. My corned beef is 100% done in house. And like okay. you said, it is a 24-hour process okay. from start to finish with that. And the pastrami has to be as good as my corned beef.
Okay.
Cheesesteaks, certainly, there are a lot. It's a very competitive market.
So what bread do you put it on?
A fresh-baked Italian sub bun.
Okay, because everybody here wants it on an amoroso roll, which is
like
decent
Philly.
Bread.
We have Cantoro's Italian market
Cantoro's,
up there.
Yeah.
So that's
it's close.
The sub buns I get.
It's a little softer.
I also use that with my Cuban. I do a Cuban, a mean Cuban. I'm very competitive in this.
So I do the best
Cuban
in town.
But the nice sandwiches
I don't
types,
know that
like,
people know that I do the best Cuban in town.
I want to cook for you, Kim.
So
I'm excited.
I love people cook for
cook
me because
for
I tell you, he can tell you that the only thing I cook at home is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's my
true.
Favorite food. I do not cook at home. I bought a big house with no kitchen because I don't even want to
mm-hmm.
cook in it.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to lay around in all the rooms, but I don't need to cook, so I just have a little kitchen.
I won't
people
do dishes.
Think, you must have a big kitchen.
I won't
kitchen.
Do the dishes.
No, I don't even need a kitchen because I cook during the day. I'm like that plumber
mm-hmm.
whose toilet doesn't work. I don't care if my
mm-hmm.
kitchen works or not. Because all I got to do is go over to the freezer, grab the box. I say red or purple, grape or strawberry, Smucker's round, frozen, open the bag, and that's what my kids and us eat. And that's the truth. Is
yeah.
that the truth, Keith? That's the
that
truth.
That refrigerator is full of carryouts, so.
Carryouts, that's right, because I don't eat, because I don't cook at home. So, speaking of carryouts, and I'm going to come back to this whole deli thing, because we're not done. We're not done talking about Philly beefsteaks.
Well, and
all
the
right.
cold stuff I'm excited to talk
so,
about.
So, have you ate anywhere good while you've been in town?
Everything
and go ahead,
yeah,
you can name
lovely.
Drop. You can name
everything
drop on my show. Where'd you
has
eat?
Has been delicious.
What we started, at, well, we had Dijon's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dijon's is always some consistent
mm-hmm.
and fun
mm-hmm.
and good music. You know, mm-hmm. Mark and I, Maestro Mark, we're, instead of people going out, you know, everybody goes out and they're reviewing restaurants. We review restaurant music, the background music.
The atmosphere.
That soothes your, you know.
Oh, you
when
atmosphere
you,
was
when
gorgeous.
When you walk into a, your what is it, hangry, you're hungry, angry, and,
yeah.
and you know,
mm-hmm.
tired, and you want to eat, okay? But the music puts you in that mood. And we've had some good music. Of course, Scott's on Fifth is the best music. That's piped in because he picks every music. He
mm-hmm.
picks that sound for the night. And then Dijon's the piano. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Love the piano player. I love that you always, when there's people sitting around the piano, go up there and go, would you play that song 5 times in a row?
As soon as they play Tiny Dancer, I'm known to go back up there and throw a 5 in the jar and say, could you play Tiny Dancer? And everybody just looks at me like I'm crazy. But when I do it the third time, he just goes like, no, I can't do that anymore. I go, I'll throw a 20 in there. He goes, okay.
That also reminds me, my brother, who's a guitarist, we had a guy that used to, he was related to one of my cousins, but every time he'd walk in the room, my brother would start playing the same song, and this is for years. So he thought that my brother could only play that one song all them years.
Yeah.
I think it was Goober's Peas.
It was
Goober's Peas.
Sitting on a roadside.
Sitting on a roadside on a summer, that's right. So where else? So you've been to Dijon's. Where else have you been?
Well, we were at Urban Prime last night.
Let's talk about Urban Prime. Lots of controversy. We've invited them on the show, if you're listening, because I think you're listening today, because we've been talking about Urban Prime a lot. They're going to come on the show, I believe.
We talked to their former beverage director last night.
Okay.
And she said she would love to come on the show.
Yeah. I think
but
they're
she's
come
not running
Scott
the front of the house,
point.
It appears.
Yeah, everybody's busy, because I know Ford's Garage was supposed to chit-chat, and they've got a line around their building because
mm-hmm.
they're doing this $10 happy hour.
Well,
thing.
They have a great happy hour. It starts at what 2 was it?
It's early. I think it's
2 to 6.
2 to 6.
Yeah.
I'm not getting up at 2, but it's yeah, that's a little early.
It is a little early.
I wouldn't mind on Saturday, but work. Some people have to work.
And now you've been to other Ford
yeah.
garages.
And
though.
They're very strict because we got in there and sat down and we looked. Oh, it's 6:06. Can we still get happy hour? No.
But
so
it took that
this?
Long to sit down.
You know, Ford Garage. Is there one in Detroit? You would think there's
they're all
one
over
in
the place, Kim. They're,
so you would think they would have started in Detroit.
No, they're from Florida.
They're from Florida. Really?
They're headquartered here.
Amazing.
They're headquartered here.
Okay.
They're okay. It's, you know, great salads and Burgers, of course, that's their main
thing. How much
thing.
Is a burger, you know?
Oh, I don't remember, so don't quote me, but I'm going to say it's every bit of $12 to $15. And it's a decent burger.
Yeah. So I have not opened my burger place yet. We're at the mercy of the health department. We're all ready to open. Keith, thank you for taking that bamboo off of and
it's
getting our place beautiful this week.
It's gorgeous.
Anybody that thinks Keith hasn't worked this week, he has been on that new knee, kneeling down, taking every little bump off of one counter wall and making it beautiful. Thank you.
Welcome.
We are ready to open. Right. But we are
free lunch
doing...
when I come in here now or no?
We're open today, and I have to tell you, we had a bigger line than Chick-fil-A. So everybody's like, oh, competition. That just makes us step up our game.
Absolutely.
And so I was happy to say, ha-ha, look. Look at Chick-fil-A over there. We got more people.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was in the Chick-fil-A line, and they went, oh, you got to try that place. That's like bad. That place is really bad, man. It's bad meaning good. Mm-hmm. He's like, he had a word after it, but I can't say that on the air. But I'm like, oh, thank you. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm the head bad.
I got a quick question. I was wondering, do the young kids, college age, do they eat tuna salad still? Tuna
so
for sandwiches?
No, we have tuna and chicken salad in Palm Bay at our Palm Bay location. We had two people ask for it yesterday. Chicken, we make it.
Old folks sandwich like me or not, because I love her chicken salad. It's amazing.
So just so you know, we make it to order.
Gotcha.
We literally take fresh chicken and make it to order, puree it just for a half second. You know, just so it's mixed, and we make it if somebody really wants it.
Well, I have a question in regard to, do you have where it's just like they make up their own chicken salad sandwich if they want it, or do you have one created already to choose?
It's my recipe of chicken salad. I mean, the way I make the chicken salad, and we have all the ingredients there, but we don't make it because I don't like it sitting around.
Correct.
We could go 2 or 3 days without anybody asking. Same thing with tuna fish. I'll literally open up the can of tuna fish and make a tuna fish.
Mm-hmm.
I love tuna salad and chicken salad if it's made right. I don't like bad chicken salad, but I hear you have a great chicken salad.
Phenomenal. We are becoming known.
There's
for
no
it.
Way you would give us like a hint of a recipe.
I would
or
absolutely
anything.
Tell you how to make it. I would
you
share
would?
Absolutely, and that's
I'm
something
like
I would
that
like
too.
You to taste. I'm not.
Why are we like that?
I tell my customers. They come back and say, "Sandy, it's just not the same. Make it for me."
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell people what to
so
do.
So I tell everybody how to make the jambalaya, and then I say, "But you're gonna have to get the spice from me, because you're not even gonna come close."
That too. And I don't know how to measure anything, so I can't.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know, a little of this, a little of that. Depends on the day. It depends what my mood is.
Yeah.
But that's pretty well dialed in.
Because I'm like
it's
a
sweet.
Gourmet chicken salad. I like the, like, even dried fruit in it sometimes.
So
the apricot and that kind
that's
of
what
stuff.
I was going to say as far as how you're. I have things created that it goes on salad and sandwich-wise, which I think makes it easier for people to choose and buy. And then they're addicted to it, and they're more willing to expand and explore other
Give me
levels.
An idea.
My Waldorf salad's on a bag of organic spring mix, scoop of my chicken salad, Michigan dried cherries, Granny Smith apple slices, red onion. I have a sweet and sour celery seed dressing and a raspberry vinaigrette.
Do you remember Hudson's? Used to have an awesome Waldorf salad in this
but
orange.
Everybody does the grapes and walnuts.
Yeah.
Which is lovely.
No, I don't do grapes and walnuts either.
It's nice to have a different, plus I don't like it in for the sandwich.
Yeah.
The salad's going to get what it gets, so we make sandwiches as well. I do, instead of like a tuna melt, we do marble rye and sharp cheddar because my chicken salad's sweet.
Okay.
We also will make a club melt out of it, a couple strips of red onion, and a couple strips of nice applewood smoked bacon. It's chef's kiss.
So you're going to hate to hear this? We put vanilla yogurt in my chicken salad.
See, we do honey. I have a dairy-free. So, we're dairy-free as much as possible.
Does it make a difference if you use Amish chicken at all? Just curious.
No.
Asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend. I don't know about that one. I can't answer that.
Because you have a choice. You go to Publix, whatever. They have regular chicken there, and they have this
Amish
chicken. And
does that mean they just live in an Amish town?
I think they use no real tools or electric to make it.
I just don't know. But I can tell you that our phone's blowing up, so that's a good thing. So let's get back to this beefsteak so we can make people angry.
Do you
add it with a an au jus on the side or anything?
If I'm running a French dip special.
French dip?
I have a variety of ways I serve it. We have a Philly that is a special one. That's not my
menu. Green
peppers,
onions.
Green pepper, onions.
With mushrooms or without?
Mushroom. With mushroom.
Whiz.
So Keith and I like cherry bombs on ours.
I do too.
Yeah. We like cherry bombs on ours.
I have this hot pepper relish that.
Oh, I like that.
That we also use. It's got like the perfect consistent heat that you would look for in a jalapeno, but it's red and consistent and lovely.
Is it got pickles in there too?
It's a pickled relish of peppers.
I like some of the Dave's. Like,
got a nice Mr. Wickles pickles.
Yeah.
You can get that the red pepper.
Or like famous Dave's pickles and relish.
That's what makes subs. You know, we have Subway, which are closing. All the Subways are closing.
It's not healthy.
But it's Jersey Mike's has the red pickle. I'm telling you, that's what the only thing I go there for.
Yeah,
Wawa. Wawa has that also. Wawa has a good sub, believe it or not. You got a Wawa right across the street, Danny. You can go over there and get
You know, one of the things that we talk about lately in Detroit with the kids, there obviously is Chick-fil-A is opening up, and there's always a line there.
Right.
Why
so
is that?
They got their business. But every gas station, which is on every corner, and now has Soroki, which is Caldean guys, they start off, they have some of the best chicken, fried chicken, or roasted chicken, some of them.
Okay.
Around, and then there's what, like Lee's over in Livonia and Plymouth or wherever, some of those places.
So that's something else you cannot get here is roasted chicken.
Exactly.
I love it. There used to be a place, like Maryland Chicken on Wickham Road was awesome.
And you could do fish also. You could do the one the same way, of course. But all up and down, but it's pretty bizarre that I know people, like if you're having a, instead of going to, what was that famous chicken place on Telegraph, whatever, Chicken Shack or something, instead of going there, you go to the gas station and order even for an event.
Yeah, that's
like
still weird to me.
Buckets and buckets of chicken.
That is really still weird to me. It is that all the food that's in gas stations now. There's the Sunoco right near us on the beach now has Indian food. It's like tasting Indian.
I'm looking to put spots in places. I already have a couple of local business owners. I'm looking to put little fridges of my sandwiches.
So
I'm looking to do that.
You need to, I know you're getting on a plane today, but Melbourne Beach has a little gas station. Corner of Ocean Avenue and A1A is the closest thing to a deli. They have the steamed corned beef. There's a little like steam table there, and it's some kind of chain. But they make a corned beef or a pastrami sandwich.
Thanks for telling me
that. That's the closest they have.
Is it back by your first restaurant?
Yes.
That way on that corner?
It's right where Dijon's is.
Have you eaten
right on that corner.
If he's using I use a special steamer for mine, too, because it's like steak. You have to be very careful. It's not lunch
but you can't oversteam
it. Like steak.
It'll
shrink up and get rubbery. You have to be, it's very delicate.
So last night I was looking for fish and chips. Of course, Nick Moon that owns Melbourne Seafood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you probably didn't have time, but you know our house when you came in last night, you said, oh, I smell fish.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, I went to Nick Moon's. So while I was in there, this was pretty cool because I'm at Melbourne Seafood, and you know we are here because of Melbourne Seafood has, since day one, paid for this show and me to be here and all that. And I love you, Nick. Thank you. Still, I tell everybody, and I mean it 100%, it is the best lunch value in town, $9.95 with a beverage. You can get a great lunch like linguine with shrimp and garlic bread. And
you can get a quarter pounder of cheese for $9.
You can't, exactly. But so while I'm in there last night, I actually wanted fried fish last night. The other two locations, like Vieira location has fried fish because they have a hood and fryer and whatever. That's Nikki. We're going to put Nikki on hold for just a half second. So they had, while I'm standing there, somebody actually said they heard on the radio that they had fried fish. And they were told only on after Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a place on a truck. I'm gonna come back to this because I want to tell you about this story. But I want to say, who do I have on the line? Is it Nikki, Gina? Who I have?
Hi, it's Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you.
So everybody in what's cooking in the 321 land, this is Nikki. She's Parks and Rec Director for Melbourne. We are working on something that I think is so cool. I'm so excited about it. Nikki, welcome to the show, and tell everybody what's going on.
But we are having a very special event. The City of Melbourne is going to be celebrating Jimmy Buffett Day, featuring the Land Sharks Band, Sunday, September 1st from 5 to 9 at Front Street Park. Tickets are available at the O'Galley Civic Center or call 608-7400, and you will be providing the food and drinks
will
be available for purchase.
And let me tell you, we're trying to come up with something real calypso and cool to go with the music, you know, some really just funky sliders and drinks. I'm keeping them a secret for a minute, but by next week's show, I hope we can release that menu. Also, last week we had Gina on talking about all of it, and I thought that went really well. We had a lot of people ask questions.
Oh, good.
And so I think it's going to be a great show.
Awesome.
It's at Front Street over there by the boat dock. Also, it's happening outside. We're going to have.
It's a 21 and over show.
21 and over, so keep your kids at home that night.
$40 ticket, and we also are selling tickets online to make it easier for everybody.
So where can they find that ticket?
On our website, City of Melbourne website.
So let's just make that www. Is it? Tell us, Nikki.
Oh, hold on.
That's all right.
Gotcha.
Most of this is going to be outside, though. You're going to just go through the doors to the front street to get your food and beverage, and then we're back outside to have a great time with the band. The band's going to be set. Are they setting up? Which area is the band going to be in, Nikki?
They are going to be on the south end of the grassy park area.
So that's awesome. So people can bring their lawn chairs, their blankets.
Yeah,
this
bring
is
your
an
lawn
outside.
Chairs.
And you can drink all day because the next day's Labor Day and no one has to work.
Right?
That's right.
Special guest,
okay.
Captain
so
Morgan.
The website is melbourneflorida.org.
Melbourneflorida.org can get you all the info, get you some tickets. So last week what we did, we might not have asked you or told you this. Are you ready for this one? Gina and I, we said that the 25th texter that says, I want tickets to this event, that we're going to every week take that person's name, put them in to the little bucket, and right the Tuesday right before the show, we're going to pull one out and we're going to give two people some tickets.
That sounds perfect.
That sounds perfect. That works for you. Well, that is awesome. How about anything else? Anything else before you jump off the line that you want to tell us about that's happening in the city that I'm not going to talk about? I know I'm talking about the Halloween Spooktacular. I'm going to be talking about the holiday market. I'm also going to be talking about our 2-day rummage sale that we're going to have over in your place there on in the Art District. Is there anything else that you want to say though before you say goodbye? That I'm not going to cover later?
No, that is it. This is our most important event right here.
So
with the Land Sharks Band, they're the most famous, probably Jimmy Buffett cover band.
I can't
they
wait
play
to
all
hear
over
that.
The country.
I can't wait to hear them.
And they're from here, so they're excited to play here.
Awesome. Wow. So if you can get on here before the 1st, come back on the show. We've got some, I know we've got the next week, it's Crown Plaza's coming on. We're going to be talking about tourism and stuff like that. That would be good to have you on the show with them, and I think that would all fall together. So I invite you.
Sounds great.
I invite you to come back. And,
thank you.
Listen, have a great week, and I get a weekend off at the Melbourne Auditorium. So
I
don't know. I
can't wait to see
to
what your menu is going to be for the Jimmy Buffett Day party.
We are talking today with somebody that does deli from out of town because there's no real delicatessens here. We're going to try to get Maestro Mark in the orchestra that we can do a dinner and show before one of the orchestra events. So that'll be
perfect.
That'll be awesome. Nikki, thanks for calling in. What's cooking in the 321?
Hope
have
to see you
week.
Soon, Nikki.
That's Keith saying hope we see you soon. Your favorite
thank
bartender.
You. Okay.
All right, Nikki, thanks for calling.
Bye.
That was cool. I'm actually looking forward to that event. It's going to be huge. And I got to tell you, I think they're holding tickets to about $250. So if you want those tickets, don't forget, text the
32. When does that start again?
On the 1st, September 1, right before Labor Day. Text 321-305-9906. Say, I want tickets to Jimmy Buffett Day. We're going to be celebrating Jimmy Buffett Day. And that's going to be a good event. I'm happy to be there doing food and beverage. I just want to get back to Melbourne Seafood for a second. So I went in looking for the fried fish, like you know, you're talking about chicken. In Michigan, you know, we were Catholic. On Fridays, we ate fish wrapped around the buildings to get on paper plates with like freezer paper. If you remember, they'd stack all the damn dinners on top of each other. Freezer tape them, and send you out. Nothing like that here. So I can tell you that it was nice to hear somebody listen to the radio heard me say that they had fried food there. Unfortunately, they're the wrong nights. But I can tell you that Melbourne Seafood now, this is so cool, and we were discussing this before the show. They don't want deli, but they want Mexican food. Okay, look at my Mucho Mahalo.
That's what we talked about earlier today,
too. We're beating out Chick-fil-A. So this is pretty cool, though, because Nick is now going to have, you know, this has been seafood forever. Now Nick is going to, and I'm going to quote him, okay, just so I tell you accurately. Palm Bay Road location has shrimp and mahi tacos today for $12. Will be Taco Tuesday regular special at this location. All locations are doing 20% off for teachers through Friday for back to school, because all our kids went back to school this Monday. The Palm Bay Road location has shrimp and mahi tacos also. Well, it's the same thing. I got to tell you, he sent me a picture of them. They look great. Little side on the mac and cheese on the side. So Taco Tuesday at Melbourne Seafood. So see, I mean, there's a reason for it. People love tacos.
Well, it's easy, that's for sure.
And we know that some put sawdust
fresh
in the tacos.
In it. Yeah, we do.
Some of them franchises put sawdust because it's an all-natural product. I mean, why is there a car wash and a Mexican restaurant in every corner?
Well, in Detroit, it's a liquor store.
In Detroit, or a Coney Island. Now, there's another thing. We have no Coney Islands here. Many have tried, okay? Many have tried to open Coney Island. We have always served like loose burgers. You know, people here don't even know what a loose burger is. You ask for Coney Island, they think it's something from like New York or Long Island. This is no Coney land. So obviously you're very
everyone's
familiar
go-to
with Coney
in Michigan.
Islands.
Yeah, I mean.
Coney Islands even have fried fish.
Coney Islands have everything.
They have everything.
Yeah. They have everything.
So
it's like a family diner.
So why does
plus.
That not work here?
That's very.
Delis don't work here. Coney Islands don't work here. I don't get it.
Well, I would argue that it's supposed to be the land of the fresh fish, although that's tough to get anymore.
No,
so it's changed, I think.
Yeah. And I had fish last night. I had cod at Melbourne Seafood. But, yeah, there you cannot get fresh fish many places. Yeah. And I believe that theirs was from Alaska somewhere. It was, yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
It would have been frozen then probably at one time.
But, and I like frozen fish because I've seen sushi up close under a microscope.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm all right with it frozen big time. So we're going to have to open a Coney Island and try it again because now that would be cheap food. So it would be affordable. And we're going to definitely have to try. What do you think? Can you come back in October?
Yeah, absolutely. That
you can come back
exciting.
In October if Mark's on to this dinner deli night. Maybe is there music that goes with deli? Let's see.
Depends on the mood.
depends
on busy. It depends
kind of
on the day.
That would be.
I mean,
tango.
Listen, Noel and Mark
depends
are,
which cook
are,
is cooking.
They're all about different things, and we've been trying to do. I love, and you maybe know. I talk about it often. Mitch Housey's. Do you remember Mitch Housey's? It was like Schoolcraft Road, Inkster Road.
Yeah.
It had the girl that sang in there was from Star Search. She had one Star Search.
That was Chuck Bertelli's cousin.
Lisa LaGrassi, Lisa LaGrassi, just sang beautifully. Mm-hmm. One of the best vocals I've heard, really. If she didn't have kids, I think she would have went all the way with that
no
show.
Question.
But she used to sing in there, and they used to do, dinner was awesome. You came in, first seating, last seating. You would have prime rib dinner, and I remember they did, like, show tunes.
It was a dinner club at one time.
A dinner club.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think a dinner club would ever work again?
Nah, I don't think the demographic is into that anymore. I mean,
of course, speakeasies are coming back.
Yeah, there's a ton of them, but nobody wants
to pay. They're too small now.
And they don't want to pay the fees for, you know, you have a, well, I want to talk about that later, but there's, you know, a typical cocktail is $16, right?
Yeah.
Now they're charging a service charge if it's a foo-foo version of, say, Cosmo or something.
And we all know what I drink. It's $18.
Yeah.
Yeah, I drink an espresso martini.
Moonshine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's
I drink an espresso martini, and truly, they want $18, $19.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you kidding me? What did I do? Did everybody see my Facebook page at What's Cooking in the 321? I made Princess Martinis from home. Mm-hmm. They're on my Facebook page, and they look better than any martini I've had. The you know, I do always, I give a shout-out to the people I love at Masa on Wednesdays because I go there for a $5 martini night because Kim is frugal. Kim Crocker here tells everybody where they can get a good deal. $5 martini. It's in a real glass. That's the other thing I hate. I know you guys just stayed in that great hotel. I'm not going to say the name of it because I really love them. But let me tell you, I do not want a martini in a plastic regular glass.
Literally.
Do not do it to me. Yep. Don't shake something. You would have loved because I have, she just turned 10, but when she was 9, she sat in this very seat next to me. And I said, you've been born into the restaurant world. Is there anything at all you can tell our audience? She said, yes. You have to shake a martini at least 30 times to get the crystallization in the ice.
I do it for every year on the
planet. But I like to do it 50 times. Yeah. That's what she told our audience. Yeah.
So
we
cute.
Got great reviews on
espresso martini, really got to shake, though.
Absolutely.
Really hard.
But, you know, the best martini in town is at in the avenues where you were yesterday at the Tuscany Grill. They make a biscotti martini, and it is by far my favorite. I do like... our Villa Palma martinis there are good. They've got a couple different ones.
You get great ones at Dijon's as well.
You got a chance to see the inside of, they were so busy from being on our show that we couldn't get a seat in Villa Palma.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a beautiful room now, for sure.
Beautiful room, and we should try to slither in there maybe tonight or tomorrow night.
Thought about that, actually.
Yeah, let's try to slither up to the bar since
I'd like to see
it's going
to
be me and you. And yeah,
The gang.
And, listen, I got a couple things. I've actually got a weekend off. I won't know what to do with myself here this weekend. I've got a weekend off at the auditorium.
That's such a lie.
Huh?
That's such a lie. You'll never be off.
I've got a weekend off. I have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off.
Oh, yeah.
So
guarantee you'll be out looking for some stuff Monday.
I just used 49,000 points to stay in a terrible hotel. So, because usually when I have 3 days off, I like to go stay in a hotel. But I was so disappointed with my Bonvoy 49,000 point stay at, they put me in some vacation club. So I come from like the Book Cadillac or, you know, somewhere nice. And they put me in some place that you walked your own luggage across a parking lot. I showed you a picture where I had to walk. Come on. Was that not hilarious? We were walking by refrigerators
that were dumpsters. Yeah.
It said an ocean view. Past the dumpsters, you could see this little speck of blue that might have been water.
Yeah.
Yeah. For 49,000 points. Bonvoy, you better be calling me today and saying, you know what? Don't be talking bad about my Marriott hotels. Okay? Yep. They need to be setting me up for the weekend, maybe at Gaylord Palms. A nice, you know what? I think I'll call them today and say, you know what? I won't talk bad about you on the radio anymore. Put me up at the Gaylord Palms and we'll make up for it. That is my favorite place. I love the Gaylord Palms. It would be really nice if I could go spend Friday night and Saturday night there with the girls and get some away time since I have no jobs this weekend.
I will bet money on this that you'll be working Saturday and part Sunday.
Everybody, please know I'm not cooking anything but Smucker's PB&Js out of a plastic bag this weekend. Oh. Not doing it. Not doing it.
I think you better be cooking up as a reservation somewhere then.
I'd be cooking up some reservations. So we do have some cool things. The Halloween Spooktacular is an indoor trick-or-treat inside of the auditorium. This is better than trunk-or-treats because you're inside. It's air-conditioned. I'm there with food and beverage and alcohol. It's free to participate. It's on Saturday, October 26th, 10 to 2. Free to participate. If you're a business, especially local businesses, we want to see you out there. The only thing you got to do, we get about 3,500 to 4,000 people. Bring enough candy for that. Bring menus. Make them a little QR code thing so you can hit your phone on it and everybody can take a menu. That way you don't have to use up paper and print things. It is at the Melbourne Auditorium, 625 East Hibiscus Boulevard. Holiday Market and Snow Fest Kids Zone is on Friday, November 22nd. 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Snow slide, meet Santa, and cookie decorating. $5 entry for the kids. That is also at the Melbourne Auditorium. Let me just say one more thing. O'Galley Civic Center, 2-day rummage sale. I'm going to be there doing food and beverage Friday, August 23rd in the Art District. Art District is really building up. Go there between 8 and 1 on Saturday, August 23rd. Well, Friday, August 23rd, Saturday, August 24th. There's still, I believe the vendor space is all closed up now, but a great, great place to get some holiday stuff. We got just another couple things. And Keith, I always say it wrong, Kreiderman's. You've been there. Is it Kreiderman's?
Kreiderman's.
Kreiderman's. specials at Kreiderman's this week is the Chubby Confit.
Well, I'll fit right
confit. In. 1/3 pound of chopped brisket. Hey, this is in your neck of the woods here. 1/3 pound of chopped brisket topped with pickles, onions, drizzled with slow dance chubby sauce. I just need to go there to figure out what that is.
I'm afraid to ask
literally
what chubby sauce is. Though.
Listen, I don't know, but they have put it out there to everybody. Their chubby sauce they want. Available Friday and Sunday, sliced pastrami, hot pastrami sandwich. This is very different than deli also, by the way. This is like barbecue.
Right.
It's a barbecue place.
Smoked.
It's smoked.
Yep.
Again, one of the few places you can go get brisket and that's not like Meg's. Still nothing like a deli whatsoever. But Fridays and Friday through Sunday, sliced pastrami, hot pastrami sandwich. They've got sliced house-smoked pastrami, brisket on a fresh Martin's potato bun with Swiss cheese, pickle, onion, drizzled with Mean Mister mustard and creamy horseradish sauce. This all sounds good, Danny. Dessert of the month is key lime pie and crack pudding. I can't tell you've had their crack pudding, and it's very, very tasty. So that's at Kreiderman's. Nana's Cinnabomb bread pudding, a cinnamon roll inspired bread pudding topped with cream cheese icing. Sounds good, you guys. Sounds good. The month at a glance in August 23rd to 25th, sausage, September 6th to 8th, beef ribs. Cidermans did close their Melbourne location,
mm-hmm.
but they're still at 401 Florida Avenue in Coco. Cidermans Barbecue, Coco, 321-877-0796. They're opening another one on US 1, I see, right there north of O'Galley. So don't know how long that's going to be, but right before the Burger Inn.
Really?
Yeah. Burger Inn's over there.
Well, it used to be there, your church.
Huh? Right at my church. That's right. That island, Life's Oasis, Island Oasis.
Is that where it's going to be?
It's literally across the street. When you cross the side street,
yeah.
Same side of the road as Life's Oasis. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, that's where they're opening. So, again, that Melbourne Seafood, that's out in the parking lot. It's a red trailer. So St. Louis. And they have ribs. They have ribs, cod, fried shrimp, chicken bites, the chingy, which is fried shrimp, soft shell crabs, coconut shrimp. Lots of things to try there on US 1. Where are you eating today? Anywhere exciting?
Well, we did eat at also the Chart House the other night.
The Chart House.
I love that place from the view. Great crowd.
And you know what I eat when I get
there? The same management
for
30 years.
I eat the same thing for 30 years.
Yeah.
My chopped salad.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, she's showing me a picture.
That was
they had a mojito.
Urban Prime.
It was a mojito
flight.
That
was at Urban Prime.
No, I'm sorry. That was at Chart House.
That's at the Chart House.
It's a mojito flight.
It is a mojito flight.
Yes.
It was
wonderful. So instead of your beer flight or your wine flight, a mojito flight. It's
mm-hmm.
lovely. It's colorful.
It's very cool.
We should put that on our Facebook page for everybody to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we'll never get the Chart House in here, but I guess my old chef, Paulie, was in there cooking up a storm.
You could probably get somebody from there.
I want to say hi to Paulie. And,
all Landry's
people. I will thank them for accommodating me.
That's what I don't like. You know, and kudos to you. You know, you go to a lot of local places because we like to stay local.
I do.
I like
you know?
For to stay out of the franchises.
I have my mail delivered at Bunkies. I mean,
know. You know, true story, the Oasis Lounge, which was on Ocean Avenue, three doors down from, and this is an embarrassing story, but I'll bust myself. I'm a changed girl. But I remember when they asked my child in third grade her phone number, and she gave them the Oasis Lounge phone number. And they called there, and the bartender, Gail, answered the phone, and they said, I'm just calling for Kim and you. They said, yeah, hold on a second.
Ran down and got you out of the restaurant.
It was right there sitting at the bar.
Yeah.
I said, how sad is that?
That's funny.
I didn't even drink, though, really.
That's
but
true.
I did go there a lot. Yeah. Every day as soon as we closed
the
cafe.
That was like the Star Wars bar at daytime.
It was a Star Wars bar. Yeah, 3 o'clock. We got out of work at 3, and everybody in the restaurants went there. Especially, you know, the day is gone. Restaurants used to be closed on Mondays, Sundays and Mondays, most of them. Now, we were a country club. So, you know, we did our buffet on Sunday, and then we were closed until Tuesday. So Monday nights were spent at Dr. Joe's Intercoastal, which is in the Art District.
It's still
there? They've tore it down now, yeah. But it used to be like three stories.
Yeah. Instead of two-tooth, but it was two-tooth maximum.
And our father wanted that place so bad, but the reason that we never bought it, you had to put in an elevator, because in the day it was this very skinny corridor of steps, like at a 90-degree angle going up, and the city said, no, you have to put like a bazillion-dollar elevator in there to go up to the third floor, and we're like, well, we're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So
whatever happened to the mansion?
I cooked there. It's there.
I see people up there sometimes, but I think they're stuck up there or something.
I don't go there because I have children.
Yeah.
And I went there and they told me my kids couldn't eat up there.
Gotcha.
They said I had to go downstairs. I said, why? I said, I assure you, you know, she's not going to do anything. I said, we're not even drinking.
I've only been there once.
And they said, no, your child can't be up here. I go, well, she's not going by the side. She's not going to jump off. I don't see where she can jump off. Why can't my child eat with us? You know, you have to go down and sit at one of the tables downstairs. I go down, I go out, I go out the door, and I go down to Meg's. And I never went back.
Yeah.
If my kid can't come, I'm not coming. Don't invite me to a party.
Yep.
Yeah. My kid is the party. They just don't even know. The time flies when we're having fun, I tell you. Let's talk about our area. Did you like our area?
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful?
It is.
So, because somebody came here from your same area and they go, oh, it's so dirty here. And I was just like looking at them going, what? What's
Iris
cleaner than the beach?
I love the colors and just the way the houses are and buildings are built. Like, it's pretty to me.
So my parents, I said to my parents one time, how did you find here?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, my father's favorite joke was, we realized when Kim turned 30 that she was never leaving the home, so we left home, and it took her 5 years to find us, and she moved back in. But I always said, how did you find here, of all places? Because we have family in Hollywood, Florida, and Delray. And
yeah, cousins mm-hmm. all the way up.
Yeah, and they settled here. This is where retirement, and I wasn't even out of high school yet, so I was only 15 years old, and they found here, and I said, how did you find here? And my mother said it was the closest thing to Livonia. In Redford.
Aww.
It was the same kind of people, the same. Here, I don't know if you've noticed, but you could have a $1 million home plus, and right next to it, a $25,000 beach shack.
Yeah.
And you both dress in the same shoes and clothes and carry the same surfboard. Mm-hmm. And that's what my mother loved about it. Is
uh-huh.
Nobody cared. You know, y'all go to dinner. You don't dress up for dinner. Yep. Everybody's in their
ocean
flip-flops.
Life, sea life.
Sea life, salt life.
Salt life.
Yep.
And, from Michigan, of course, the warmth is lovely. I mean,
the what?
The warmth, the heat. I love it. We only get a couple months of it in Michigan, so.
So, and I heard I have people in Michigan I love. Barb, Karen, Lynn. These are friends who literally I grew up with since kindergarten. We have stayed friends all these years. And when I went back this time, because I haven't been back maybe 4 or 5 times in maybe the last 10 years or so. When kids were little, I used to go there, my gosh, every 6 weeks I would fly there. In fact, my 19-year-old now, when she was 2, went there 18 times in 2 years before
wow.
she was 3 years old. We just kept going back mm-hmm. and stuff. Our families have always been very close. But this time I said, you know, you guys, when I reached here and realized it didn't look the same, and I couldn't find my way to my old house and couldn't find my way to the mall and every place that I did go, it reminded me of something sad, though, of somebody I've lost or something. It was just a really tough time. And I said, you know, I told my friends, I said, you know, I have no reason to come back here. That came out wrong because I meant other than them.
Right.
But I have no real reason other than food to go back to Michigan because the ones I love will absolutely come here and see me. You know, my brothers have a room in my house,
right.
their own room. That no one else uses. Their clothes stay there, and they just fly in, and it's a nice suite. I must say you have a nice room. It's not
yeah,
a balcony.
I keep a Speedo and a tube top in
that's
there.
That's right.
I'm good. My surfboard.
That's right.
My paddle boards.
But other than the food, I don't think I'm ever going back to Michigan. I mean, it would have to be, you know, I'm not going back for anybody's funeral. I'm not going back for his daughter just got married. If Joe gets married, I'll come back. I promise you, but... you know what? Joe probably eloped down here or something. I don't know. But so it was sad because I said to my friends, I'm not ever coming back here. You guys are now all going to have to come see me. So I am done with Michigan. And
Detroit's got a lot of fun stuff going on now, so though. It's
Karen
really stepped
that.
Its game
Karen
up.
Said to me,
it's
you know,
different. There's
that
events.
Did hurt my feelings. I said, well, I didn't mean it against you. I love you. And she said, you'll have to fly in, stay at my house, go to where I hang, because it's all different.
Yeah.
Because it just did not feel like home.
It's definitely
this is
different.
Home. This
yeah,
is home
but
to
spent,
me.
When we were there August a year ago, you know, even Kenny stayed down at Shinola and downtown, and
yeah.
we hung out there and checked a lot of places out. But
right, but it wasn't home.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. you know, I mean, we're going back to see something right. different, like as if we went to California mm-hmm. and we're going to go to, you know, this place or this place. That's how Michigan is now. It
yeah.
is not when somebody says, "When are you going home?" I am home.
Yeah.
I've been home for a very long time.
Yeah.
So this is definitely.
Hey, remind
home
me.
To
let's
me.
Talk to Bobby and Bill Christman about the fried fish.
So good. That's a good. Very good thing, because they're in Bonnell, and his place is called the Bantam Chef. I believe he left St. Augustine, but that's what I told John. I said, John, we need to take a run this weekend to St. Augustine mm-hmm. and check out Heavenly Fries, because we're going to be doing fries like a bazillion different ways. Fries with everything on it, and they have that in St. Augustine. So they're on my weekend that I'm not doing anything or cooking. I might just take a road trip to St. Augustine and check out Heavenly Fries. Danny's giving us the peace sign. Next, he gives us the finger. So you're staying with me a while,
mm-hmm.
and you're going
to
be here,
to do down here
a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you're leaving today and
yes,
going back
sadly.
To Michigan. But I'm definitely going to get with Mark, Maestro Mark, with the Melbourne Community Orchestra. And I'm going to try to work out that
That's
night,
exciting,
if not
yeah.
in if not in October, maybe November or whatever, which is good because we could do a before Christmas type. We could fly it in here. You can cook and show me the real deli kind of cooking, and we can put out
My
some great
secrets.
Deli food that no one's had here in this
mm-hmm.
town. And I look forward to that. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having
Keith,
me.
Keith, I know that you'll be chiming in and doing the Keith and Kim rant here on What's Cooking in the 321,
mm-hmm.
always live, always unscripted. Keep your comments coming. I know that Jennifer is working on a Facebook page and a website, and we've got that almost going. Stop in at any of the Eastern Florida State Colleges to see me and get an $8 burger and some good mucha mahalo. And,
Amen.
Listen,
Fantastic.
Thanks for tuning in. 321-305-9906. Don't forget to get your tickets for Jimmy Buffett. Everybody have a great day. Stay safe.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Well, look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows, ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment,
hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.